Yes, good morning. Good morning, dear listeners. So welcome to Early Morning Scoop. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And, it's the right time to thank, Matthias Angala. And, this is Early Morning Scoop. It's your economy conversation program from, 6 o'clock till the hour of 8. And yeah, we are greeting you. We are greeting you wherever you are finding yourself, wherever you are finding yourself. Some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are going back home from work. Some of you are still in bed. And also, there are also those who are contemplating on waking up or not waking up, due to what need to be done. So, always indicating to you in the morning that, you know, life is in your head. And it's always very important to make sure that, every day, get out, stand up and, look at what you can do best. And also look at, what need to be done. And that is the only way. Nothing is perfect. Nothing is perfect. That's why if you don't find any motivation, it's you who have to motivate yourself and see what you can do. So yeah, we are always thanking you. We are always thanking you. And, especially when you listen to Eagle FM Namibia, when you open at this platform and, make sure that, you connect with us. As we are always doing, this is the time that we discuss everything that is related to governance, economics, development, and also issues of bread and butter. We look at issues which are affecting our society. We look at issues that are affecting our constituency, our region, and our country at large. What can we do? What can we do in order to make sure that we contribute positively to the development of the country, not only in terms of economic development, but we look at development in general, which is looking at economics, infrastructure, and indeed human development, and development where it's not only the number of people with millions which are increasing, but also upliftment of standard of living, and also ability of the people to be secured, safe, and also practically participate in the economy of the country. And also the level of happiness, because we are always indicating to you to say, when you talk about economics, you talk about human satisfaction, you talk about the aspect of human development, happiness of human being depends on how the country is doing, particularly in terms of human development, because there are those basic needs, uncompromised basic needs that a human being must have, before, you talk about, infrastructure development. There are those basic needs that a human being need. And when you look at our country, when you look at our continent, you will be able to realize that, Africa, we still have a lot of things that we need to work on. We still have a lot of things that we need to look at. When you are looking at the reports of United Nations or agencies such as World Health Organizations, when you are looking at the reports of African peer review mechanisms, we are looking at the reports of World Bank. Yes, there are those areas that Africa is improving, but there are those areas that Africa is still where it has been for the past 30 years or so. That's why at this program, we bring about those conversations. We bring about those real conversations. And we are always indicating to you, that after every conversation that we bring about, we always make sure that we open the line so that you can engage us in the studio. You can call us, ask questions, give your contribution, give your constructive criticism, and let us have a discussion about issues of development, issues of governance. How should we hold our leaders accountable, and also how to hold ourselves accountable? It's not only about leaders, because it's not only about leaders. It's not only about political leaders, and it's also not only about people in the private sector or at an NGO, but citizens' accountability is also needed. Where we say, no, David, here you did something wrong, or David, here this is the direction of development that you should take, or this is the action and activities that you should engage in. Because when you look at how the country is standing, this country is not built by, and I like saying this with much respect, although white collars contributed theoretically in terms of legal works or office work. This country is built by artisans. It's built by artisans. Institutions are built by artisans. Infrastructure built by those who understand technical knowledge. And where are those people? How can we make sure that they have value? Not only being trained because they are not able to make it through mainstream academic education, but vocational training to be seen as it has been valued with other countries such as US, China, India, and many other countries that realize to say you can't move forward without vocational education for that matter. So that's why we're always indicating to you that conversation that we bring about, it could be that you are a professor, it could be that you are a policy analyst, or you are a parliamentary researcher. You guys have insight. Maybe you did the research more than 20 years. It could be that you are somebody who wrote books on development. You are the people that we need on this platform. You are the people that we need on this platform so that we can educate each other, so that we can find ways on how to build industries, how to build trust, and also how to uplift, human beings. And also, complementing to where the country is going in terms of its national priorities, in terms of its national priority domestically, and also internationally. And those are the discussion that we are always bringing about, and those are the discussion that we are always encouraging you to participate in, because we need to make sure that looking at our country where it's tending from unemployment, economic inequality, you look at the aspect of income inequality, you look at the aspect of energy, you look at the aspect of mental health, you look at the aspect of, how we use our roads. We just lost, an unfortunate event that it should not be repeated or should have been prevented. But looking forward, those are some of the things which are also going to take us back in terms of development, because losing senior personnel, that is the human capital you are talking about, and you speak about money that are going to be used and money that are going to be used to train and liberate those people. That's why when you are coming at this platform, we cut across all those issues. That's why we are always indicating to you, you don't necessarily need to agree with what we bring about at this platform. But as long as you can come on board and give your alternative opinion and alternative views, because we understand that for you to build institutions, you don't necessarily need people who are always saying yes, but you need people who are constructive criticizers, who have alternative ways. That is the only way that we find better and smart ways on doing things. So for those of you coming on the radio for the first time, this is Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 8. We are here until the hour of 8. And yeah, before we go to what we have on the table today, before we go to what we have on the table for today, it's always very important to make sure that you connect with us. Connect with us, Eagle FM Namibia. Connect with us on Facebook, X, Instagram, and also LinkedIn. Make sure that you share and like our page, follow our page, because when you do that, you bought yourself a free luxury of having access to economic and governance and statistical insights. And when you do that, you will not miss out. You will not miss out. We will always update you. And you will always be number one, especially when it's coming to receiving of those information, receiving of those updates. And your life will be more easier. It will be more easier for you to make decisions, and also looking into the future. Because when it's coming to governance, economics, trade, we are number one in updating you and also giving you those information. And you never go wrong. So let's pay the bills and come back.
Super bargains await you at USave, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only 139.99 Namibian dollars for selected Lovitz premium disposable nappies, 36.99 for 1 kilo Mama's high foam hand washing powder, 750 milliliters Sunlight dishwashing liquid for only 32.99 Namibian dollars, and palm olive shampoo and conditioner for 34.99 Namibian dollars each. You save, I save, we all save at USave.
My friend.
Yes, moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. Some of you are still in bed. It's better for you to wake up. Wake up and build your country. You can't just be sleeping. You need to wake up and contribute to the building blocks of your country. Because in the next 20 years, your grandkids will ask you, what have you done, uncle? What have you done, mom? Have you done when things were collapsing? And what did you contribute? At least one thing that you have contributed, because you're sleeping. Whatever you do, it always have results and it always pay out. Either it's positively or negatively, but it's always important to wake up. So we are indicating to you that connect with us, Eagle FM Namibia, at our social media platform. When you connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn, you will be updated every day. And you will not miss out. The other thing is also that we have the Villager newspaper. That is an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And when you have access to the Villager newspaper, you make, your life more easier, because that is where we update you on economic issues, on governance issues, on trade issues, statistics, international affairs, and also sport, because sport is a priority. And when you look at the way Namibia is standing now, it's always very important for you to understand what are some of the new sport codes, where can you participate. Because when people think about sport, some they only think about athletics, marathon or sprinting, and also football. But there is more than that. There are various sport codes, more than 100 sport codes. And when you follow, you always make sure that you subscribe to the Villager newspaper. We always make sure that we update you on economics, on sport, governance, and trade. And yeah, you can only also do that. You can only also do that if you don't want to miss out. You can always make sure that you connect. You send your name to this number, 081-241-44, 081-241-44. And when you do that, every Monday, when you send your name to that number and you save it as your WhatsApp contact detail, every Monday morning, every Wednesday, we will send you, the copy of, the Villager newspaper. And I'm always indicating to you that if you are a student, you are a researcher, you are a student of international trade, you are a student of governance, you are a student of business, you are a developmental enthusiast, you are an entrepreneur, or you are a retired person who also seek for wisdom and expanding your research while you are at your retirement table, because there is actually nothing called retirement. You just rest by doing something again. Depends on where you are finding yourself. So when you have the Villager newspaper, that is your go-to-go e-paper, then that is where you are going to expand in terms of your content and also context on economics, governance, and also issues of trade and sport. And we're indicating you to say, if you're a researcher, you're a student, when you make sure that the Villager is part of your sources, that will be your fundamental point of departure when you are going to do your research and you are going to expand from there. So we are always indicating to say, when you have access to economic insight, you can be able to make those good economic decisions, good financial decisions, good investment decisions, because you are informed. And you can also be able to contribute to your project, you can contribute at work, you can also contribute to your content enrichment, because you can't just be sitting with people, or you can't just be at a meeting or even at a wedding, and you are just talking about spot, who both who and beautiful ladies and fast cars, which could not be ruled out from ordinary person's conversation, but our country is going down in terms of things that we should have also worked on. So you need to understand and also make sure that at least you contribute one or two to the conversation. Don't just say, yeah, okay, or yeah, ne, we see. No, contribute to that conversation and be a reasonable person who not only speaking about minor things, but at least engage in those deep conversations that to emancipate our young people from mental slavery, and also make sure that you build confidence through understanding issues so that you can also see how you can, you know, you solve them. So yeah, and the other thing is also that, you know, you can advertise with us. You can advertise with us. You can talk to me, Monica Ipinge. You can talk to me, Monica. Then you can advertise with us. You can buy airtime. You can buy airtime. You can buy time on air. That is airtime. And you will be able to reach maximum potential customers. And you can also advertise with the Villager newspaper, because we are always telling you to say money invested in advertisement is money coming back to you. Money invested in advertisement is money on their way to you, because you invested in accessing clients, not only in Namibia, but around the world, because the digital platform is the village where every human being is, particularly those who are connected to the network, and it's easier also to connect and engage with your clients. That's why we're always indicating to you that connect with us, and you never miss out. And yeah, before we go to what we have on the table, just also make sure that you download the Eagle FM app. Go to App Store, Play Store, and you download the Eagle FM app. When you do that, you have a luxury of listening to programs which are on air, and also the previous programs. And the other thing is also Imba app. Download Imba app. Imba app is a digital version of your hymn book. It's a digital version of your hymn book that, you know, when you download Imba app, you have access to a digital version of a hymn book, because in a situation that you don't have a hard copy hymn book, you don't need to worry about that. Either it's in Oshiwambo, that is your Ehangano, either it's in English, either it's in Oshierero, Maimburiro, it's in Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. Just on your phone, then you have access to your Hangano. Even a pastor who forgot his hymn book at home, while has to lead the congregation, does not need to panic and ask people about their hymn books. Just take your phone and make sure that a man of God is working toward the world of digitalization, and you are up to date with what is happening. And look, just by using your phone, then you can have access to that, and your life will be more easier. So, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 8 in the morning. So let us look at commercial breaks. Then we can see what we have at an international level, what is happening around the world, and we will come to what we have on the table today. What do we have on the table today? Because it's always very important to look at things which matters and how you can relate to them. Because one thing that you need to know is that in most cases, especially in an economic ground, especially in developmental ground, everything is connected. Everything is connected. The question that you are asking yourself is that, how is this conversation relevant to me? Because an ignorant person is the one who is saying, what is happening outside is not my concern, but you need to be aware, because the world is connected. You need to be aware. Don't only say, no, people are fighting in the other country. What does that have an impact on you? Then all of a sudden you complain about the price of bread. Do you know the indirect impact that international decisions have on you? Do you know where the t-shirt that you are wearing coming from? Do you know the car that you are driving, coming from? And the moment you understand that the world is connected to you, and people in Japan, for example, people in China, people in Singapore, they are connected with you. Do you know the phone that you are using? And that is what we are talking about, the economy. Do you know how much you are paying for that phone? Do you know the cost of transporting that phone, the impact of that phone, either to the environment, either to also the way business is being done? So that's why we're always indicating to you that make sure that you ask yourself this question: how is that relevant to me? How am I connected to that? And how can I position myself, especially when it's coming to issues of economics and issues of governance? Because everything is connected. Everything is connected to one another. So whether it has direct impact or indirect impact. That's why when you look at, for example, institutions, national institutions, when you look at the government planning, government is always starting with, when they are coming up with their policies, they are always starting with what is UN is saying, what is the biggest intergovernmental organization is saying, where is the world going in terms of sustainable developmental goals, in terms of world agenda. Then you come to the continent. Where are we facing as a continent? Then you come back to the nation, region, constituency, and at the section level, because understanding that everything is connected, it will make your life more easier. And the other thing, when you look at BON, when they release their economic outlook, they don't only start at what is happening domestically. They also look at what is happening from a global perspective, continental perspective, and how are those things having impact on our life. So stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. We are 27 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. and we are here until the hour of 8 a.m.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The following show is a play.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yeah, let us look at what is happening. What is happening, especially what is happening around the world. What is happening around the world? Yeah, in terms of economics, in terms of governance, and also in terms of geopolitics, and also when it's coming to issues of human development. When we look at what is happening, especially between Venezuela and United States of America, it's stated that President Maduro declare republic in arms. It's indicated that Venezuela is preparing himself or herself rather. Country, because a country is always a motherland, except those few fatherlands such as Germany and others. But in terms of preparation militarily, Venezuela is, you know, is preparing itself to go to war with United States of America, as the U.S. has deployed military force to the Caribbean in an operation cell to be a target to Latin America drug cartels. And the past 6 months, there has been, you know, a lot of tension, especially between Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro and also the United States of America. And you'll be able to see United States of America military is building up in the Caribbean, planning to topple. And what you need to understand, there was already millions of dollars put on the table by the U.S. To make sure that they give people give their president. And you know, spare international laws. Every sovereign country has a right to defend itself. Every sovereign country has a right to defend itself. And it will be wrong for the leadership of that country. Even if you have bows and arrows, you have to make sure that you defend yourself, because one of the things that presidents they take an oath on is protect the territorial integrity of the country. Because what you also need to understand is that every country where there is a president or the prime minister, in most cases, the reason they are being declared as commander in chief of the armed forces is to make sure that in any situation that the country is under attack, it's the president who has to declare war or has to make sure that the country, the people and its resources are protected, and that is the only defense. That's why you see, when you look at the military capacity of United States of America, it's a mighty army. When you look at Venezuela, it's a small country, but that will not mean it will not put up a fight. That is practically impossible. And do not also underestimate what Venezuela has, because in the current world, it's no more about you fighting alone. It's also about the friends that you have. It's also about the friends that you have, and how is this going to impact the global changes amid what is already happening? And where is the United Nations when these things are happening? Because Maduro said, guys, you must prepare. We are preparing for war. Any day, in any day, it's a D-Day. And, we see what will happen. Either in the next 30 minutes, the next 40 minutes, or in the next 2 days, or it will not happen. Something that you need to look at. And when you look at Venezuela, when you look at Venezuela, these are some of the socialist countries. Venezuela, you look at Cuba, look at Russia, former Soviet Union, some of the, you know, some of the socialist countries. And Namibia is a very good friend of Venezuela, very good friends of Venezuela. And what is interesting about us, Namibia, is that we are a friend of everybody. And you are enemy to none, especially when it's coming to issues of international affairs. That's why Namibia is always trying to make sure that, you know, when countries are fighting each other, it's always trying to call for this, you know, come on the table, and also solve their disputes on the table, solving their disputes on the table. And indication that the warships are already deployed, you know, toward Venezuela. Don't know how it's going to happen. How it's going to happen, because one of the arguments on the table is that Venezuela is a main supplier of drugs to the United States of America, and Trump has called this a war on cartels. And it's up for argument. Is it the regime change agenda, or is it is the issue of drug cartels, or what is really happening, or is the issue of having interest in another country? So it's quite a very interesting thing to see. It's also quite very interesting also to understand what and how will happen. Because remember, one thing that we should learn, is that in a situation where in the current world, avoiding war is something which is very important. And that we start realizing that late, because the destruction of war, it's very difficult to rebuild, because even us until now we are crying about what apartheid have done to us. What about people in Ukraine, for example? What about people in Libya? What about Iraq? Where is Iraq now? And they say this in diplomacy, to say there are actually no winners and losers in war. Because when these military veterans are going home after the war, they are not okay. They are not okay. There is an aspect of guilty consciousness. There is an aspect that you think about when you retire, to say, for example, I was in Iraq for how many years? This is what you have done. By the end of the day, the mission was not as it was supposed to be. You lost your friends. Then at the end of the day, they realize to say, no, there are no weapons of mass destruction. But yeah. So, and it's also a matter of questioning the institution of, intergovernmental institution. Do we still need to go to the United Nations, which is a very important institution, actually? Where are the teeth of this? And, it's quite a very difficult thing, but, you see what will happen. So, and how is this going to impact the global economy, trade, migration, and also the price of oil and other commodities? Because one thing, when war start, logistical routes, they change. That is number one. When war start, logistical routes change. And also the price of oil also changed, because there are also those who are doing business There are also those who are buying fuel just in demand. Buying fuel to fuel their tanks. Buying fuels to fuel their jet fighters, their fighter jets. And also transporting weapons and all those things. And the market, and everything is connected to the international market. And you being Namibia, who, is at the defensive mode economically, who is still, selling, selling primary products, who is still not getting her SOEs in order, who is still struggling to find the balance in terms of, SOE operations, who is still frozen, the appointment of, board of SOEs in the next 6 months while sorting out their things. Who is still there, who with a lot of ambiguity, but also opportunities. When these things hit, how long are we going to, what are some of the impacts again? Because we always reference global affairs, because as I have indicated, the world will not say, no, let's wait for Namibia to develop. Let's wait for Namibia to feed people. Let's wait for Namibia to deal with drought or unemployment. Then we start fighting. It's not like that. And the question is, what is our plan? How can we accelerate our development? Because troubles that are out of our control will not go away. How is the progress? I want somebody to tell me, how is the progress in terms of value addition and also in terms of not doing what you have been doing? How is the progress in terms of not allowing our market to be a dumping site of things that we can also produce ourselves? How are those regulations? And what is the relationship between Namibia regulatory authorities and small businesses? When you are deregistering these businesses, whose interest are you favoring, or you are complying with the law? And is the law that is being complied with cognizant of the situation on the ground? Which one is which? Because we may look at the issues of Venezuela and USA as something which is very far. But looking at how things are now, it will still continue to put a burden on smaller economies, because there is always these phrases to say, when elephants start fighting, it's a class which is suffering. So because elephants cannot care about the grass on the ground, they care about their victory. So, but it's up for interpretation. It's up for engagement. It's up to see what will happen. Let's hope it's not going to be what is thought to be, and let us hope there will be solutions before things get. Worse. And also what you also need to understand is also that Venezuela also has friends and allies around the world. Friends and allies around the world. And let that not turn into proxy wars, because if a country is saying military mighty, you are facing a military mighty. We have seen what happened between Russia and Ukraine. We thought Ukraine would be, which is now, would be completely destroyed by Russia within 24 hours. But you are now at almost 4 years. It's almost, 4 years, because there is somebody with a power bank who is charging to say, when you are running out of fuel, when you are running out of something, I have to give you, because you are my friend. Now that's why, don't only look at the people, look at the friends of that person. So you see, so let's get the commercial break, then we can go to the news on Congo.
Save and win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Buy 2x Rhodes 1 liter 100% fruit juice for only $49.99. 2x 1.5 kg Real Good Mixed Chicken for $139.99 with Smart Buy. 400ml Vaseline Body Cream or Lotion for $44.99. And 2 kg Sunlight Hand Wash Powder for only $54.99 with Smart Buy. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
We are moving forward. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. And from United States of America and Venezuela there, let us look at what is happening, especially in DRC. DRC is a very interesting case study. There are opportunities. And there are also challenges. There are opportunities, and there are also challenges. And in your studying or researching about economics, DRC should be number one in terms of your case studies. In terms of your case study, because if you don't have it, you have a lot of things that you have lost. A lot of things that you have lost, because DRC, it's one of the very important case studies of economics. Because when you look at being the richest country in the continent and also in the world in terms of mineral deposit, which is equivalent to the economy of United States of America, is not something to ignore. I don't know if it's a good news or the bad news, is that a US-based mining startup that is Cobalt Metals, backed by Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, have been granted 7 permits to explore lithium in Democratic Republic of Congo, officials announced this week. Talk about Bill Gates, one of the richest people in the world, and Jeff Bezos. They have a mining startup, which granted 7 permits to explore for lithium in Democratic Republic of Congo. And the question that you're asking yourself is that, where is this lithium richest deposit? And at what cost? Because if you look at Bill Gates, you look at Jeff Bezos, these are the richest people in the world. One of the top richest people in the world. Not in the top, they are in the top 5. And they got their interest in in Democratic Republic of Congo. And the question that you're asking yourself is that, why in DRC? Is it the fair deal, or is just a deal because of a deal? Because remember, this is one discussion which was brought on the table to say the instability of DRC, the division of DRC, is happiness of the world, especially the Western world, because people are still investing. People are still investing. People are still, bigger companies are still there. There are always helicopters flying from Katanga province, Kivu, picking up diamonds and picking up gold every day. Because the country is unstable, is not that strong. The military is divided. And when you look at, for example, how is this, the question that you're asking yourself is that, how is this going to benefit the people of DRC? How is it going to benefit the people of DRC? It's a lower income country in terms of human development. It's a lower income country. Why you guys are prosecuting each other? DRC is busy putting their former president on trial. It's busy prosecuting their former military generals. Why here, Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos are making their investments. They are making their investment and they are even permitted. Why can't we deal with the issues of peace in DRC first before we go forward? Or is there a possibility to have peace in DRC or even in Sudan? And yeah, let us look at this news, and also what can we learn from this? Because what is very interesting is that when another man is in trouble, it's up to you to make sure that you learn, because we like laughing at each other. We like laughing at each other. And, yesterday I was listening to a radio. And, there was one guy who said, no, you know, there's a lot of, Angolans here. There are a lot, and I ask myself to say, do you think they wanted to be here? Or you already forget about what our parents were doing? Or our great parents, the whole veterans, what were they were doing those years? Because don't only think about yourself. You can't say there's a lot of Angolans in Namibia, or there's a lot of guys from DRCs who are selling eggs around everywhere. They don't want to be here. They are here because their country is rich. Think about that. They are here because their country is rich. And we are also not different from them. It could also happen to us. It could also happen to us if we are not taking care of our resources. Because at the center of that is how you govern your resources. Now, before I go out of the topic, let us look at what is cobalt metals. What are they looking at? How is this going to, contribute to the Congo's economy and also development? Stated that they given a permit to cover around 4,500 square kilometers around Manono, a region already home to one of the world richest lithium deposits. On top of that, the Congo, which supplies about 70% of cobalt around the world, is positioning itself as a key player in global green energy transition, with lithium critical for electric vehicles, batteries, renewable energy and storage. And, we almost a similar case study. It's only that we are not at that level of exploitation yet. Because when you look at Congo positioning itself, or DRC Congo positioning itself as a global player in terms of renewable energy, we are also at that center. We have green hydrogen, unique element. very unique. We have oil and gas, unique. We have uranium. Also, it's not in many countries. In large deposits, it's in Namibia. I was just checking the report of Lager Heinrich now. It's quite that they did well upon the reopening of their mines in terms of, production. But let us look at this Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos company in DRC and see, maybe they will bring changes, because it's also good to be positive. It's always good to be positive. To see. Maybe they will bring changes. Or they will just do their business and go to their houses. Are they going to do it at the well-regulated price, or just because it's them? Because when you look at this guy's net worth, the net worth of these people is it's equivalent to maybe 5 small African countries' budget. But yeah, let us check at this news, and also what we can learn from here. What we can learn, because what is very important is only the lesson that you can learn. The lesson is what is matter. What are you going to learn from this? And yeah.
US-based mining startup Cobalt Metals, backed by Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, have been granted 7 permits to explore for lithium in the Democratic Republic of Congo, officials announced this week. The permits cover a 4,500 square kilometer area in Manunu, a region already home to one of the world's richest lithium deposits. Congo, which supplies about 70% of the world's cobalt, is positioning itself as a key player in the global clean energy transition, with lithium critical for electric vehicle batteries and renewable energy storage. Cobalt, which uses AI-driven exploration technology, said it will begin geological survey immediately. The company is already developing the world's largest cobalt copper project in Kolwezi in southern Congo. Lithium demand is expected to quadruple by 2035, and Congo hopes to expand beyond cobalt to become a major supplier.
You heard it yourself, because one of the things that we must also always be cognizant about is that it's not about what you have. How is what you have valuable to people around you? Because in terms of ranking, Congo is still leading the whole world. But in terms of poverty, it's also leading. In terms of division, it's also leading. In terms of tribalism, it's also leading. In terms of tribalism, society, in terms of nepotism, corruption. But the question that you're asking yourself, is this what the people of Congo wanted? Or somebody else to come and influence? And I was talking to one analyst, we like say, you know, this thing of middlemen, you know, these things of middlemen sometimes is good, but it's dangerous. Because in every suffering of a black person, there is always a black person in the middle who is getting the cut, who is getting that 1%, thinking that he's done. Then things are out of order. Ask these people who you meet in the street, say, no, are you planning to go to DRC soon? Why are you leaving your country, which is paradise of the world? Why are you leaving your country? And this thing of saying Namibia is rich, is a good thing. But the question is that, are we going to utilize our resources? Are we going to utilize them? Or somebody has to be a little bit of a middleman, then we got all the things. Yeah, it's a question of engagement. And it's also a question of what can we learn? Because at the end of the day, we must learn something. And we must make sure that we learn something. Mind you, why everything is happening again in DRC again. Total. It's one of the oil company. Again, I wanted, it's also given a tender again in DRC because wealthy there is unimaginable. Unimaginable. People are sleeping on top of gold, lithium, cobalt, diamond, everything that you can think of. Even if vibranium was a real element, it would be there. The imaginable strongest element in Wakanda. It could be there. If it was real. If it was real, it could be there. Because that is DRC. DRC for you. And what lesson can we learn from this? So, let us look at this case and... It's already 1 minute past the hour of seven. Then we'll look at the issue of African Development Bank. Then we'll look at the issue of African Development Bank. Because what you need to understand is that there's a new sheriff in town. Yesterday, the new president of African Development Bank was just sworn in. And we also need to look at what is his vision. Because that is one of the... It's a beautiful bank, actually, which is developmental in its nature and assist African states with a lot of assistance, not only money, but technical know-how. But we are going to that later. So let us look at this part of where DRC Congo awarded the French oil giant Total the permit to explore blocks of its coast in DRC. And maybe the question that you are asking yourself, the question that you need to ask yourself is that, yes, there is chaos in DRC. Why international companies, they are still operating there? They only make sure that they come with their private military to protect themselves. But why are they not putting stability? If they want to do business, why are they not assisting in putting stability in the whole country? Because they only make sure that they come there. No, those guys, they when they go there, they have their protection. They have their military protection. They have their private protection. Citizens are just walking around there, going to their village, but with them, they have their protection. Best equipment, best guns, best defense. Come in military within your own country. Why you are disorganized? Maybe you should also learn from those to say, why a giant company like Total is still standing there? Oh, there are a lot actually. Why they are still there? They are still there because they are there for business. And the question that you are asking yourself, and it's not their responsibility, just a matter of curiosity to say, are these different companies the one which are invested in Namibia? Are they different? Which companies invested around 14 billion in oil and gas? Are they different or is one? Go and do your own research and see if there's a difference between them. And go also put word to a person. But yeah, let us not blame outsiders for our own misfortunes. But we should also ask them for assistance sometimes and also see what they can help us to get where we want to get. Because, yeah, let us look at this and move forward.
Congo has awarded French oil giant Total a permit to explore a block off its coast, the company said Monday. Total's Congo affiliate will operate the area with a 50% stake, while Qatar Energy will keep 35%. The rest will belong to Congo State Oil Company, SNPC. The permit is for the Nzombo area, located 100 kilometers off Ponwa on the Atlantic Ocean. Nzombo's size is 1,000 square kilometers. According to Total, the drilling of the first exploration well is expected to happen before the end of 2025. The development is good news for Congo's ambition to scale up oil production to 300,000 barrels per day by 2027. At the moment, production averages 268,000 barrels per day.
We are moving forward with early morning scoop. That was it from international, and also from what is happening around us. You look at DRC. We spoke enough about DRC. It's a matter of us, as I have indicated earlier, it's a matter of us to see what can we learn from this. When you look here in Namibia, before we go to what we have, is that there is this public invitation where there is actually a consultation about policy. And it's one thing that we always also complain not only young people, but as ordinary Namibians, to say, no, the government is doing its things and we are not involved. And I'm telling you, and you don't say I did not tell you. I'm telling you now, and listen to me properly and clearly, that there is an ongoing consultation by the presidential unit that is dealing with oil, this upstream petroleum unit. There is an ongoing consultation actually started yesterday. Yesterday it was in Ruderitz. Tomorrow it will be in Kietman, then Mariental, then Hobabe, so Poch, Warongo, Utapi, Chakati, Okatima, Enana, and Umthia. What are they consulting about? There is consultation about local content. They say consultation about local content policy. How are Namibians going to be involved in this thing of oil and gas? And it's up to you to go there and provide input and also ask questions. How are we going to get involved in oil and gas? How are we going to get involved in oil and gas as Namibians? We go there and ask your questions in the language that you understand. Because that is your platform. Go there and ask questions to say, how should I get involved? What is this policy about? Because one of the arguments, and I like that argument, especially at, what have happened at, oil and gas conference. Namibia position was very clear. And I think, they have caucused very well. Especially when it's coming to meeting of the investors. Namibians caucused very well. I think Namibians caucused very well because everybody was very clear. The minister of Mines, Energy and Energy speech was very clear. To say you work with us at our own time, and it was one of the bold speeches I have heard. On top of that, with the president, to say we should not come here to exploit our natural resources. We must work together for the benefit of Namibians. And Menangura Wanja also ended to say, no, look, guys, this is a report of FDI. The first time I heard about that, and I was very happy to get that insight also. Now, this is what this FDI is saying, the FDI intelligence report on investment, to say we are leading, but we are also suffering. Let us think about people who are going to bet hungry. Now the time is now for you. You will say you are not given information, and you will be there calling on the studio and complaining to say, no, they are doing their own thing. They are only giving their relatives opportunities. Now there is an ongoing consultation. Go and ask about that. People are coming to you. They are coming up with a policy of local content. What is your input? What is local content? What is your input? How do you get involved in oil and gas as a Namibian? What part are you going to play? Because when you do that, then it's going to be easier for you. So, dear listeners, we have around 40 minutes. Before we come to the end of our conversation, before we go deep down into the main conversation, but you can still engage us in the studio. You can still call us and give your input, 0883-288-401. Then you can ask your questions and give your opinion, especially on what have been said. So with that said, let us look at what we have at paying off the bills, and we'll look at African Development Bank. We'll look at African Development Bank. Where are we standing? What is the new president of African Development Bank is saying? And how did Namibia benefited from African Development Bank? And what is your participation at African Development Bank? Do you know that you can also work at African Development Bank? You can also get an internship at African Development Bank. If you study agriculture, economics, if you study trade, if you study international relations, if you studied even public policy, you can get an internship at African Development Bank. Is how you ask also information, and it's also how you can even actually work. There are people who are working at African Development Bank. Even if you are not working there, there are projects that you can work on with African Development Bank. Because when people are saying African Development Bank, don't think S is it's far away. It's here. It's here in the context that nobody owns it but us. Nobody owns it but us, Africans. So that's why when it's coming to those institutions, especially multilateral institutions, these are the institutions which that everybody has a role to play. It's not one person's thing. It's our thing. And let's see what the new sheriff in town has for us, or the new sheriff in town has for us. And what does the president of African Development Bank want to put on the table? What are some of the new things that will come about? And yeah, so let us look at commercial break. Then we can proceed.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary.
When life gives you an unexpected breakdown, Take control with Express Credit. No need to panic when you're in the driver's seat of your financial life. Borrow 3,000 to 32,000 Namibian dollars, repayable over 2 to 5 months. Same day approval. Visit www.expresscredit.com.na or call 081 9500 500 for more information.
Organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the Eye.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend,
We are moving forward with early morning scoop, 17 minutes past the hour of 7. And we are moving forward with early morning scoop. We are looking at the African Development Bank. What are some of the roles, the importance of African Development Bank? And our context today is based on, the sworn in of the new president of African Development Bank. As you understand that yesterday there was a very important ceremony. It was a very important ceremony, especially when there was a swearing in of a new president of the African Development Bank Group. I mean African Development Bank, that is the ninth president, Dr. Cindy Outa. Dr. Cindy Outa is from Mauritania. He's an economist. And also international finance or development finance expert. And is the one who replaced the longest serving one of the presidents, the one who replaced Dr. Akinwumi Adesina from Nigeria, who have been leading African Development Bank for the past 10 years. Into power in 2015. Then, because of his work and his leadership, he got a recommendation for a second term. Now, before we go to where are we facing as Africa, and how did Namibia benefit from African Development Bank, and how will Namibia continue to benefit from African Development Bank, and how you as an ordinary citizen can also benefit from African Development Bank. It's quite very important to look at the summary of what happened over the past 10 years. It stated that over the last 10 years, African Development Bank capital grew from, $93 billion to $318 billion. And through its projects, because it does not only give money to governments through loans, it also gives technical advice and assistance, especially when it's coming to developmental projects such as infrastructure development, trading hubs, enlargement, food production projects. It stated that it has empowered the lives of over 563 million Africans. And its focus is on lighting up Africa, strategic pillars, actually. It's lighting up Africa in terms of electrical connectivity, boosting agriculture, fostering regional integration, and also redefining African developmental landscape. And when you look at what has been done, what are some of the specific projects that have been done, because we only hear about this thing to say, no, it's African Development Bank. This is just something that people go, and also attend meetings. The meetings represent their country, but actually there is nothing which is being done, because for you to look at the works of African Development Bank, it's quite very important, especially when you look at go to their website and see what is there. But what did African Development Bank did to Namibia? That is one of the questions that we need to focus on. What did African Development Bank did to Namibia? Because when you answer that question, then you also be able to understand that we are not only talking about ourselves, but we also talk about what happened to us. Because one of the key areas is that African Development Bank have been active in Namibia since independence, and it gave loans, grants to developmental projects. What are those developmental projects? One of them is funding infrastructure that expand the port of Walvis Bay, and also modernizing of railway network. With the port of Walvis Bay, with the seaport of Walvis Bay, that one is a major development. It's a major development because that is one of the best logistical hubs. And you actually don't hear about accidents happening at the port of, at the seaport of Walvis Bay. But when you look at other logistical hubs, what happened? So that was the work of African Development Bank. And also, at this point in time, is working in improving of transport infrastructure, and also the Namibia Agriculture Mechanization Seed Improvement Project. Why do you need seed improvement projects in Namibia? Because one of the center of future plans is survival of African people food security, and also ability of Africa to feed itself. Ability of Africa to feed itself. And one of that thing is that having resistance or climate resistant seeds that can survive, or having technical know-how about technology in agriculture, because when you are working too hard, you are cultivating and you are using the old tradition, the advanced way of doing things. The advanced way of doing things is not waiting for you. The advanced way of doing things is not waiting for you, because with AI integrated machine in terms of plowing and also sowing, by the time you are done cultivating, people are already done with their selling of products, and you are late, you lost. Not because you don't know what you are doing, it's because you fail to be integrated into the changing world. That's why, that is where the area of World Bank is coming in. Now, where is World Bank, I mean African Development Bank coming in, sorry. Where is African Development Bank standing? We have just heard not even two weeks ago, just 1 week ago, when there was the delegation of African leaders, all the powerful African leaders, went to Japan. Went to Japan for Tokyo International Conference on African Development, where loans is given to Africa. And when it's given to Africa, it's at $5.5 billion to assist in infrastructure development and developmental projects of African states. And that will be given through African Development Bank, because the institution is going to manage how you are going to pay back. Then the question is that, are we seeing that on the ground? Are we seeing that on the ground? Or we can only see when you hear about it? How do people get engaged with the African Development Bank? And I think it's made out also of us giving ourselves right information, enough information. Because the limit of ourselves and also young people is based on a lack of information. Lack of information. That's why we're always telling you to say, when you open Egal FM Namibia, we're always trying to make sure that we give you information. How many of us knew that an ordinary Namibian can work to African Development Bank, or you can get an internship there and work there? We only have few with those little information. We cannot develop our country. How many of our Namibian professionals are at international institutions? Very few. Too little. Not necessarily because they are not able. It's just a matter of information. It's just a matter of information. And what are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? Because had we have that which we understand the operation of institutions such as African Development Bank, Import and Export Bank, the AU Commission, and other institutions, it would be easier, because it's not only that you are working, it's you getting information and also assist in developing your country. Because some people, you actually cannot blame them entirely. You cannot also just envy them. But somebody got an opportunity, you just wear your suit, you go to AU, you come back home, get your money, you retire, you sleep, it's fine. But what did you bring to your community and the information that you bring? Wouldn't it be right that when you come back, the 20 Namibians are going there to get those information, so that they will be able also to apply them locally? So now, when how does somebody get become a president of African Development Bank. How does somebody get there? Maybe that is a question that we may want to ask ourselves. And why is a bit difficult? Why is a bit difficult for people in the Southern Africa? Why is very difficult for people in the Southern Africa to get there? It stated that the president of African Development Bank is elected by Bank Board of Governors, which consists of finance ministers or central bank governors of its member countries. This board is the highest decision-making body of African Development Bank Group, and is responsible for selecting the president for 5-year term. Now, there was one guy, that is Dr. Kamaimbo from Zambia, who was campaigning. But unfortunately, he did not make it. Maybe he will make it next time. Maybe he will make it next time. And there have been also talks. There have been also talks to say why African Southern Africa is a bit excluded. Southern Africa is a bit excluded. Why Southern Africa is a bit excluded when it's coming to leading of continental institutions? Because when you look at now, the commission of AU is now African Development Bank, and there was already a fight before somebody took over as the president of Pan-African Parliament. But where is the balance in terms of sharing of power? But that is a discussion of another day. That is a discussion of another day, which need to be extended. However, let us look at what is the new president saying. What is the new president of African Development Bank saying? Are we on a good track? And what are some of the priorities that he is going to look at? Because for you to lead this institution, you must not just be good with economics, you must be a politician also. Because you need to deal with politicians. And politicians are not easy people to deal with. They are not easy people to deal with, because we need to make sure that you make them understand where you are coming from. Make them understand where you are coming from. And also, what do you have on the table? What do you have on the table? Is it a viable project? Is it a viable project? Or it's not viable? Now, one of the things that Dr. Ta have done is that he's looking at women and youth and women, and he stated that it requires finance, it requires mentorship, and it requires technology. The question that you're asking yourself is, from where, when you talk about youth and women, it has always been the case. What is different from other people who have always prioritized to say youth and women, children and women? They must be prioritized. What is that new that he is going to bring on the table? Because this is not different actually from, because if you want to get some of these things right, it's not actually different from many African leaders' views to say we need our young people to make sure that they are given this one and this. But are they really given? Or it's just a political statement? Maybe it is what is going to happen, because we also need to look at give a man a chance. Give a man a chance. Because with the presidency of African Development Bank, you also have 100 days analysis to see what have you done. What have you done well? And also, where did you fail? He also spoke about the reform of the operation, efficiency, and delivery. And spoke about the removing of bureaucratic bottlenecks and the need for emphasis on partnership. And also strengthening of African and global institutions as well as private sector, and to mobilize resources. Maybe the question that we need to also ask ourselves is that the other time we were speaking with Kanjeng on the Pan-African payment system, because all these institutions are in line with the way Africa wants to see itself, 2063. It's based on Africa Agenda 2063 and its flagship programs of AFT and many other programs where Africa wants to see itself. And the other thing we're asking ourselves to say, how is Namibia contributing to the full realization of these institutions and their functionalities? What is our role there? If we are not yet speaking, not even just speaking about it, we are a bit silent on Pan-Africa payment and settlement system. Do we want it or we do not want it? Just that simple question. Do you want it or you don't want it? How is our reservation and for how long is it going to take? Because if you look at, if you want to say this thing, if you look at what we are getting and what we are losing, especially as at the continental level, if we are losing around $4 billion every year due to our international transactions that was supposed to be less, yes, we are exporting jobs also, because transactions have to be made outside. We are exporting jobs and we are importing poverty, yes, according to Dangote. Now, not to put it in literary sense, you are losing $4 billion due to international transaction, because when you are trading with your African brothers, you are using US dollars, you are using US dollars, and things have to be processed somewhere. You lost 4 billion, then you got a loan for 5.5 billion, then you lose another money through corruption, then you lose another money through cyber security and many other means. Then on top of that, you also do better trading with your minerals. Because now the question that you want to ask yourself is that if I want to improve the way we are operating as Africans, what is that thing can I do? What is that thing can I do? Because the moment we understand that the unity of Africa does not depend on what Nigeria, Egypt is doing. It depends on what you do at home. It depends on what you do at home, because that's where it starts. What are you thinking? Are you a Pan-African thinker, or you are just speaking? Are you somebody who called people, no, those guys are Zambians, no, they are just Zimbabweans, and with all our stereotyping, and we want Africa to develop? How are we going to deal with Africa Continental Free Trade Area if people are already speaking to say We have started, we launched our first consignment on the 30th of June to Nigeria. That is part of African Continental Free Trade Area PEC. We sent around 45,000 tons of salt. Trade have already started, but how are we going to deal with people if we are opening our borders? If somebody was already saying, no, there is a lot of Angolans here, and it was really a bad thing to say that. Guys, we have a long way to go. We have a long way to go because with our problems that we have, how is AFT going to work? So, dear listeners, we have around 20 minutes. You can engage us in the studio 8083-888-401 or 83-888-401. So you can bring about your questions. You can give your views. You can also bring about your criticism, which is expected, as long as they are coming in an understandable and respectful manner. Then we look at what can we do for our continent, because we must make sure that no matter how difficult things are, especially when you are dealing with bureaucracy, when you are dealing with institutions, things must move. It can't be, we can't leave them as they have been. So we have to make sure that we do our part, not just for the sake of doing it, but doing our part very well to see how are we going to advance our development. So, the other thing that we also need to look at, is the issue of partnership and collaboration. At what time are we partnering with others? If countries like the Horn of Africa are already fighting with each other, or they want to fight with each other, how are you going to partner up? Because the barrier for our unity is a lot. The barriers of African unity, there are a lot. One of them is the economy. So, let us look at, let's pay the bills and we can come and, further analyze what's happening at the continental level, and also see how we can come in as Namibia. Because as I indicated, things such as railway infrastructure, expansion of Walvis Bay Port, African Development Bank have also improved in that, or have also, added something in that. And when we talk about agricultural programs, African Development Bank have also give their technical know-how, and also see how can Namibia navigate through the changing climate. And it's also up to us to expand on that information, to say, I thought it was just outside, but it could be that the money I'm getting is coming from African Development Bank. It could be that the infrastructure I'm using is coming from African Development Bank. How is our relationship with African Development Bank? How many loans, how much of the loans Namibia got from African Development Bank? And on top of that, are we paying back people's money? We are thinking about it. So it's a question of looking at it. So let's look at the caller and see how we can move forward. Hello?
Good morning, Mr. Shombe.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too?
I'm well.
Good.
Mm.
Well, there is this statement that says Namibia is the logistic hub. In, I don't know the ranking there, but I presume is because of the stability of our ports.
Even,
I know many countries like Zimbabwe and Zambia, those who were given some portions.
Yeah.
The dry ports, or what the hell do you call it?
The lead locked.
Something like that. So that they can do the trading, their things and things like that. And then it gives me, I always remember a story I read in the newspaper.
Mm.
Or maybe before I go to that, this African Development Bank,
mm.
It was the one that was saying Namibia does not have the capacity to carry out some of those big infrastructure like water development and many other infrastructure, those capital projects like constructions and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do understand,
mm-hmm.
even if we do not have that capacity, mm-hmm. are we saying that the laborers,
mm.
The artisans that you were saying,
mm.
you were saying artisans are the one who build countries, who develop their nation.
Mm, mm, mm,
mm. And I really agree with you very much on that.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking that maybe there must be some kind of a national campaign program
mm.
that you say fine in mm. this region, because mm. you were talking about the structure of the society.
Mm, mm, mm.
So you were talking about this from the global, mm. national, regional, continental, and all. You even went to the section level.
Mm-hmm.
When you were preamble.
Mm.
Now, can't we perhaps, because I understand and I am trying to observe that the challenge is our people getting information,
mm.
utilizing those information and things like that. Should seem to be a big problem.
Mm, mm,
mm. That seems to be a very big challenge.
Mm.
And remember, they also say in the social science,
mm.
poverty, the real poverty mm-hmm. is not the lack of access
to food.
It's lack of information.
That is the main poverty.
That is the really poverty. That's the major issue.
So, because are you ending up eating your seed instead of sowing them?
And sometimes, honestly speaking, to tell you the truth, sometimes when I listen to this Eagle FM and these people, I say, ah!
Yeah.
And sometimes I used to ask myself,
mm.
how, within myself,
mm.
how does Tata Warenga and the management and those management and leadership getting it so correct, getting it right.
Yeah.
To position these people who are disseminating information, not just for the sake of disseminating information,
mm.
but for educating and informing
mm.
where the opportunities are,
yeah.
where the challenges are, what are the challenges, how to even to overcome those kind of things.
You don't want poverty of the mind.
You're talking about member slavery this morning.
I don't want to go deep into that.
My suggestion is that maybe we need to have a campaign.
Yeah.
A national campaign.
Yeah.
Just like we have normally other campaign.
Mm-hmm.
National campaign.
Mm-hmm.
On GBV, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, mm-hmm. we then target.
Yeah.
We'll be targeting the youth, the artisans,
mm-hmm.
we'll be targeting maybe special, sector.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those specific sectors.
Mm-hmm.
So that even when you were talking about agriculture, the machine that does this and this and that,
mm-hmm.
how are we going to, is it, I'm just thinking, sometimes even when Corona was here, I was thinking that, now since they are talking about revamping the agriculture, this other one, maybe we not even have people who be just there now. You know, when you wake up now, you have the energetic young ones. And, sometimes you feel pit, man.
Yeah.
You feel so guilty conscious that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So now, can't we just organize those people?
Mm-hmm.
And even maybe I heard most of these political parties, they are fielding their candidate, and I see them, they are reading and all this administrative justice and things. There are a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sure. I'm just getting that confident that maybe
mm-hmm.
they are really going to revive.
Mm-hmm.
To revive the situation. And just go on a campaign.
Yeah.
Where those people who are not maybe same skills, not color and white color and all these things. And then we start organizing them. infections. Those in the village, in their villages, we identify this gardening project within their community.
Yeah.
The artisans are also there. And I wonder what the council has are doing in their community.
It's a good question.
Don't they know that they are graduating their community?
One thing I have seen, and I'm not saying it's with all the councillors. There's one guy, it's a rector at UNAM whose name is not going to be mentioned. At one point, he came up with a very good project. He came to a certain village, then presented it to the people. People approved it, took it to the councillor. Then they said, no, this thing is going to give us quite a lot of money, and it's going to bring us a lot of food. You know what happened? This thing of disencouragement, because with politics, if you are not careful, people think that when you are presenting something, you are already campaigning. They are only looking at you from a political point of view, which I know, who is this guy? They have to make sure that, imagine putting a very beautiful project under the table just because of you are scared of somebody who take over your position in the future.
If you become intimidated by somebody who is
then that thing just died. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Let it be revived.
Yeah.
So if that councillor, whoever political party, whoever think that this one was the anti-development, we can prove it. To prove it is wrong. That's why I'm saying there's also another problem that we do not have.
Mm-hmm.
So when the people are going for research and development, when they do their research, you're mentioning about getting wisdom, even if you are retired and study and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
There are always people who are doing their dissertation.
They
are commissioned by the professor that you are talking about, those lectures. Every some of those people, they go into the community.
Yeah.
They identify the needs within with the community members. And you now plan that great conviction within the people.
Yeah.
You know, if you want people to buy in, what do you do? Let them have that strong conviction that, yes, this is going to benefit us. They are the ownership in identifying their needs, their problems, their interests, even the resources, the financial resources that they need to be put there. If it's $5 from any house, that's going to compromise the situation. So I think let me end up here. All I'm saying is that, maybe there is a need for those campaign, and with those graduates, and the artisans, with our assistants, maybe people have time also there. So we are scrounging for the time. We don't have time. We want to do this and this meaningful issue, but there's no time. So that the time is money anyway. So thank you very much. I want to know, what is the Development Bank doing? The African Development Bank doing?
Yeah.
Are they now deploying some kind of strategy to make sure that in the country where we do not have the capacity because of our own situation, I don't know whether it's our making or whatever.
Yeah, they work with us, especially with former Minister of Trade and also agriculture, and interestingly, they were at the forefront of expanding the seaport of Avis Bay also, and also connecting this railway. But with railway, I don't want to comment. I don't know where we are, but they more focus on trade.
I can conclude with the railway.
Yeah.
So that's our there was a agreement signed. You know that Mutarwa, when he was at Ministry of Works and Transport, he was also acting as Prime Minister. I'm happy that he groomed Dr. Ngurare there. They even signed up some agreement with Zambia. That train went out, is going that side of, we were the first actually, I almost see. It went to this, connecting this, and it's going to go to Kenya, this China.
Cape to Cairo.
That area.
Uh-huh.
So those agreements were already entered. And just for us, even if they realize those ones now. Are we ready as the masters?
No. Look, I ask the good question to say, the SOE which is dealing with railway, is it in order? I don't want to mention the name. Is it in what?
I think I
was also not happy. You know, he cancelled this tender. Apparently it was not, which is quite correct, but we are moving backward. There's 1.8 billion tender, I think, which was cancelled in May regarding irregularities. Or in appointing a supplier, and it's critical. And if I think we need to have a full discussion about our railway, because that is the center of trading.
I read and I saw the tender that you cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
if it was done irregular.
Uh-huh.
You know, those people, you know, like the Nekundis and others.
Yeah.
They have acquired some kind of insight, deep insight and understanding when it comes to leadership and management.
I know they must be commended.
When it comes to this legal issue, so you also understand, because I don't know how, what is it, and I haven't read that much deep what his concern was. Mm. If the tender was cancelled, and it was to save the life of the people in terms of emergency and things like that. You just have to rectify. Because there are some people who challenge those tenders. If the person knows that he has never completed a project at Oshikoku, and the person is telling you, I have done this and done this and done this one. When it comes to the procurement and all this process, that's why the situation becomes problematic. Because you have to cut out this one, it doesn't have even a good outstanding, it doesn't have this other one, and you also want to make sure that they are part and parcel of the process. So I don't know if it was irregular, and if it's irregular, the law must apply.
Yes, thank you. We do
welcome,
not...
Welcome.
Right. Yes, that was quite insightful. That was quite insightful, especially when it's coming to African Development Bank, and also looking at the future of development. And what our uncle have indicated is that, you know, poverty is not about what you don't have in your pocket. It's about what you don't have in mind, because you can give me 20 million today, but if I'm poor in mind, when you come next year, I'm still poor. I bought unnecessary things and I misuse that money. But you can give 100,000, one person of my age, but when you come next year, that person multiply that money 4 times or 5 times. Because they are saying poverty is not about always not having food. It's also about, it's more on not you being able to think, and also feeding your mind with the right information, because the mind must eat first. The mind must eat, because the mind is the one which is directing you where the right food are, where the right food are, and where the healthy food are. And one of the best way to feed the mind is reading. And you don't need to be a bookworm. You read. You can read one report today, a day. You can update yourself. You can read what is happening around the world at Eagle FM Namibia. You can read our social media post. You can read the Villager newspaper. You can read other materials. You don't need to be into books, but at least your mind must have something. Because if your mind must have something, one, you learn one or two, and you'll be able to click and connect with those who also have right information. Because if you're only full in the stomach and your mind is 2%, you are already defeated before you start. And that should really stop, especially us people. Let us read, let us also feed, even having discussions with the right person. You can have a discussion with Uncle Buana. He has experience of life. You have been with him for, if you have been with him for 1 hour, that is equivalent to something that you should have learned, because these people, they know life. I say, no, I'm not going to stay with you. I'm going out. But your mind, we are still poor in mind. I think with that, thank you very much for listening to Eagle FM Namibia. Thank you very much for listening to Eagle FM Namibia. Continue to listen to programs ahead. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mike Oshoveri with Unpacking the Day. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mike Oshoveri with Unpacking the Day, so that he can help with unpacking what is happening around. And yeah, so stay tuned, and see you.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So, not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the R.
Get social with us on it.